Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, I spend most of my day right over there in the news armory, hand-hammering the day's biggest stories into the most topical passguard, cuirass, greaves, and vam plates, then carefully gilding it all with the Tudor rose and cipher of Elizabeth I to produce for you the powerful yet exquisite Jacob Halder Cumberland armor garniture that is my monologue. But sometimes I crash a stolen jet ski into an abandoned grist mill where I use a busted chunk of cinder block to pound a corrugated shard into a cask and plonk it on my dome to charge into battle against my demons wearing the slapdash berserker skull bucket of news that is my segment. This is the armor of the Lord. This is the armor of truth. Meanwhile, a Kentucky school has declared Super Bowl Monday a school holiday. Students are encouraged to take the day to observe family traditions like washing vomit off the ceiling and bailing Uncle Pat out of jail again. According to the school district's Facebook page, giving students the day off is just another way that we are reimagining school. Specifically, we are reimagining it as a place that is closed. Meanwhile, it's New York Fashion Week, and this year, baby bumps rule and tots are taking to the runway as fashion celebrates motherhood. Yes, the fashion industry salutes mothers everywhere. Because you produce children with the tiny hands that can work the looms real good. Little bit. Meanwhile, Taco Bell just unveiled new dessert items that were inspired by Mountain Dew's Baja Blast, including this Baja Pie. Not sure what the flavor is, but I'm gonna guess Crest? Meanwhile, the USDA is warning that Trader Joe's chicken pilaf may contain rocks. We should have seen this coming. It says right on the package, new Boulder flavor. Thank you. Thank you. Let's do that second one. Let's take that second one. There you go. Meanwhile, breaking news from 5 million years ago because a 13-year-old found a 5-million-year-old fossil, and now there's a new species of walrus named in his honor. Introducing the new species, Kyle. Meanwhile, in food news, Pizza Hut will deliver goodbye pies with a breakup message for Valentine's Day. Oh, good. Because up till now, giving your loved one Pizza Hut for Valentine's Day only implied that you wanted to break up. Here's how she works. Here it is. According to their website, breakups are awkward. We can help. Send a free hot honey goodbye pie from now through Valentine's Day, and the delivery driver will deliver the bad news in the best way. We do not pay delivery drivers enough.
One medium pie for Doug. Here you go. Also, Liz says these past 2 years have been great, but you don't want kids, and she does. But you know what they say about broken hearts? No one out pizzas the hut.
Meanwhile, Apple's Vision Pro buyers are upset to discover that VR porn doesn't work. With one user claiming it's a $3,500 chastity belt. I think you're wearing it wrong. The gripe... The gripe that users have is that the Vision Pro will only play flat videos from explicit websites like Pornhub, but there's no feature that plays pornographic footage as a 180-degree side-by-side video, a more immersive type of video. And with no immersive video, it just makes the prospect of watching pornography in public while wearing $3,500 goggles seem wrong. Meanwhile, in sports news, recently a few billionaires announced the Enhanced Games, billed as the Doping Legal Olympics. And now, in order to win the biggest prize of the Enhanced Games, Australian swimmer James Magnussen says he'll juice to the gills. Literally, he's going to take so many drugs, he will grow actual gills.
More Late Show, Pod Show, after this.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to superfans to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods, too, by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a superfan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time, Book of Fire. Let's go! Go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, if you watch the show, you know I spend most of my time over there in the news workshop selecting only the finest hand-painted Vitello news leather, which I shaped to the most topical story last, then hand-stitch the upper onto an elegantly hidden shank with double welt and Goodyear construction to create for you the timelessly elegant bespoke Bordeaux Paolo Scafora single monk-strap shoe that is my monologue. But sometimes, sometimes, folks, while hiding in a ravine from the Crips who stripped me naked after catching me throwing craps with loaded dice, I lash some loose shingles to my feet using strips of discarded bicycle tire and sprint for the hills wearing the fugitive boggers clogs of news that are my segment.
Meanwhile...
That right there, this is my sanctuary, this is my shelter. Meanwhile, if you're currently hungry, I can change that, because as part of an eco-friendly initiative, scientists have grown a meaty rice hybrid food, which is also the new slogan for Taco Bell. Just how meaty is it, you ask? I don't want to tempt you too much, but the porous grains are packed with beef muscle and fat cells grown in the lab, then coated in fish gelatin. Just like the fish gelatin-coated synthetic beef muscle and fat cells Nana used to cultivate. Meanwhile, in a headline that just gets worse with every word, police say a Connecticut pastor was dealing meth in exchange for watching couples have sex. It's always so awkward when you show up to a new church and realize you recognize the pastor. Hey, honey, wasn't this the guy who watched it have sex? Great sermon. Fantastic meth. The police report notes that the sex for meth operation was revealed after he was arrested when police noticed that the man was operating his vehicle with a suspended registration and failed to maintain the insurance requirements. It must really rock your faith when you find out that your pastor who trades meth for watching sex is some deviant who drives around with inadequate insurance. Meanwhile, here in New York State, a man was sentenced after he was caught at the border with pythons in his pants. Authorities say they became suspicious when he checked yes on the customs form where it asks, is that a python in your pants or are you just happy to enter the U.S.? Meanwhile, the actor who plays Emperor Palpatine in the Star Wars movies was recently asked about whether he procreated to produce Rey Skywalker. And Ian McDiarmid said he is open to the idea of Palpatine having sex. And I'm being told we actually have that footage.
I can't hold on any longer.
Wow. That's a beautiful, natural thing. You made it ugly up here. Meanwhile, in medieval feline disease news, experts say a cat in Oregon gave bubonic plague to its owner, adding that cats are known to be especially vulnerable to plague. Yes, it's a real mystery. I don't understand how these cats are spreading disease. They spend all day walking around in a box of their own poop and licking their buttholes. What are we missing? That cat looks like he can't wait for you to die. Meanwhile, scientists are resorting to once unthinkable solutions to cool the planet, like dumping chemicals in the ocean, spraying salt water into clouds, and injecting reflective particles into the sky. It's all published in the New England Journal of Screw It, we're just throwing stuff at the wall. What happens if we blow up the moon? Meanwhile, in publishing news, Josh Brolin wrote a bunch of poems for a behind-the-scenes Dune book, including one about Timothée Chalamet's cheekbones. It includes these lines. Your face is etched by adolescence. Your cheekbones jump toward what are youth-laden eyes that slide down a prominent nose and onto lips of a certain poetry. That is absolutely beautiful, Josh. Bravo. Timothée Chalamet responded with a poem of his own. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm gonna call HR on you. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to the Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.